Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Unto devotees.
Unto devotees.
Kripa.
Kripa.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Karina.
Karina.
Bestows.
Bestows.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
Lord Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya.
This.
Tina.
Tina.
Three.
Sarupe.
Sarupe.
Futures.
Shakshat.
Shakshat.
Directly.
Avesha.
Avesha.
Empowered by the Lord.
Empowered by the Lord.
Are.
And.
Avidha.
Avidha.
Appearance.
Appearance.
Rupe.
Rupe.
In the futures.
In the
futures. Translation and report by Jivan Vinayasayasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his costless mercy upon devotees in three features. His own direct appearance, Shakshat. His prowess within someone he empowers, Avesha. And his manifestation, Avidha. Let's repeat. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his costless mercy upon his devotees in three futures. In some direct appearance, Shakshat. He is prowess within someone. He empowers.
Avesha.
And his manifestation.
Avidha.
Purport. The Shakshat future for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his personal presence. Avesha refers to invested power, like that invested in Nakula Ramachari. Avidha is a manifestation of the Lord that appears even though he is personally not present. For example, Sri Sashimata offered food at Kumbhuro, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he was far away in Jagannath Puri, when she opened her eyes after offering the food, she saw that it had actually been eaten by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, when Srivastava performed Sankirtan, everyone felt the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in his absence. This is another example of Avidha. Material things function. In 3 weeks,
Sitiramahaprabhu
continued to expand his preaching activities. When he appeared here himself personally, in his personality he performed a lot of activities, introducing the chanting of the holy name and testing the name himself. When he chanted the name, all living entities participated. And to confirm that it's happening, because sometimes when we hear something, we think it's a story. To confirm that it's happening, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas. Not this time he is speaking about Chaitanya. Not this time. Another time. So he told Haridas, "My dear Haridas, I am in anxiety." Haridas, what could be anxiety for you? Yes, from God. Everything you desire it take place automatically. What could be anxiety for you? Sister Mahaprabhu said, "I came to deliver everyone. I have been able to do that by chanting the name, and all humans, the humans are liberated. What about the plants, the trees, insects? How will I deliver them? This is my anxiety." And that's a cruel smile. "My Lord, you have already done it. So how?" Hare Krishna, "We have done it already. When you chanted Hare Krishna, there was the echo from your chanting. That was the response of the trees. The trees have been liberated because they chanted with you. All the beasts, insects, anyone who hears the name, either personally chanted or someone chanting, gets delivered. You can chant the name also, or you can hear the name being chanted by someone else. You get delivered." So Haridas Sukra said, "You have delivered everyone already." And Prabhupada said in the pulpit, "This is the duty of a bona fide disciple. This is the duty of a bona fide disciple." What is the duty? What is the duty here? He has relieved the spiritual master from anxiety. That's the duty of a disciple. Not to give anxiety, is to relieve the spiritual master from anxiety. The anxiety is to deliver the living entities from our material suffering. The disciple to need to support that service. One of our disciples' duty is to support the spiritual master in the service to deliver the living entities. When he surrendered the production of the living initiation, how many lines are going to chant? The disciple mentioned. How many principles are going to mention? He mentioned. Then he will ask, "So, are you going to support me in my service of my guru?" And then he must always ask the question. Only when he said, "Yes, okay," then it's okay. This is your and your name is accepted. "Are you going to support me in my service to my guru? Or you're going to take initiation from me and you're taking service from guru without service from guru?" Many disciples, they're taking service from the guru. They're not offering service. That is dangerous. That is not a disciple. So how did Jesus say first class disciple? He relieved Shishan Mahaprabhu of anxiety of delivering the conditioned souls. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying personally, he did this personally, preaching Krishna consciousness extensively to get living entities delivered. And when Vasudev taught the question, give everyone's sinful activities to me, deliver them, let them go back to Godhead. Since I have not said, I can do that without putting their sins on their head. I don't need to do that. By your desire, I can do that because you have purchased me. Vasudev Datta, Srivas Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, they have purchased me. If they save me, I'm sold. And their property. They purchase. How do you purchase things in Mashawa? How do you purchase things? You pay money. What should they do better? Should they start? How did they purchase what you done? How many billions? Trillions? Quadrillions? Zillions? How much? How much? Not with cash, because cash cannot afford. They purchased Sita Mahaprabhu with bhakti devotion. Devotion. Intense desire to support the spiritual master in the service. Purchase the guru. That desire. Sita Mahaprabhu said, I am their property. If they sell me, I'm sold. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. I'm their property, so they can sell me. No doubt about that. So that is called Shaksha. Shaksha. He is directly present and is doing his duty in delivering the living entities. But he is in his power. And that we can see. That one can see. That's one way to do that. The second way the Lord Chaitanya did this is avesh. So we hear Shakti avesh. Yes, Shakti avesh. A jiva that had been empowered with extracurricular power. Energy have invested. Let me go to you. One example is Nakul Brahmachari. In power, yes. Nakul Brahmachari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to preach Krishna consciousness. Here, Prabhupada mentioned Srivad Pandit and Nakula Brahmachari. What about himself? What about Prabhupada himself? Only he could lead them. No one can do what he did. Look at me. Mlecha. You're sitting here. What is that? Empowerment. Prabhupada is empowered. See, who he can empower a dog eater, a sopacha, to become Gaya glorious, worshipable. It's empowerment.
Nobody can do it without empowerment. This example, see, look at me. It's probably yes. Empowered incarnation. Empowered incarnation of Krishna. How many people did? Just 11 years. Prabhupada conquered the whole world in 11 years. That's empowerment. You cannot do that. People are living for 100 years. What are they doing with 100 years? Prabhupada lived for 11 years, conquered the whole world with bhakti. It changed the whole world. It's empowerment. He has been invested with power. To transform the world. It's empowerment. Srila Prabhupada did not make his disciples from any society. Look at the history. Even when he was staying with Mahesh Yogi, Prabhupada didn't make a disciple from them. Nothing. Not even one. He didn't make a disciple from other society. He made his devotee from the streets. Today, we have so many spiritual organizations, they are making devotees from this country. They are riding on Prabhupada's back. They are not empowered. They have no power. They can't do anything. So they will go and scout what it is called to make their disciples from this country. After Prabhupada has done it, they are coming to take the remnant and they are not ashamed. You should be ashamed. I also, you see the principle like Prabhupada. Also, he Prabhupada disciples who are doing that because it is what Prabhupada has given. They are using that to maintain other so-called spiritual people. All of them, all their disciples, they are coming from this country. Are they a Prabhupada disciple directly? Or the proper grand disciples, the devotees, the proper disciples have made, they come to ISKCON, come and scout. Huh? You're in this moment 20 years? No, in this, not sannyas?
Come on, I'll give you the word.
Give it to you. You know, we are very liberal.
Liberal, you will make your liberal disciple from the street, like Prabhupada.
Don't make disciples for someone who's sighted.
But Lord Machanda, he told Ravana, you are like a dog. A dog will wait when the master enters the house, then he comes to the house and comes and steal.
If you are a man, you should go when the man is there and face him in battle. So if you are powerful, if you are empowered, go to the street and make a disciple from there.
As Prabhupada did.
Empowered. Shakti, a vision. It's empowered
to present the Krishna consciousness in such a way that people can identify with it.
You are not reading. If you are reading, you will see. Who is Prabhupada? You see what Prabhupada has done. If you are reading, you will see what is Prabhupada has done. You will be able to understand Prabhupada from his activities, what he has done to the whole world.
Some years ago in mind, in Guru Puja, I called one devotee and said, come. We went to the corner of Sisarara Madhava quarters. We went to the corner. And I said, can you see?
Can everybody see what is happening? See, the whole place is full, completely full, shoulder to shoulder, no space. And outside, well, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described in Chitra Chaturmrita that when Chitra was here, you cannot count who is coming and who is going. If you go to Mayapur, you see it practically. Who is coming, who is going? You can't tell. Have you experienced that? You're not careful. Yes. Prabhupada, one person did that. Not two Prabhupadas, just one Prabhupada. One. Did this. Suppose we have 10 Prabhupadas. What will happen in this world? You close on this. This is what the Holy Name. And everybody will turn that direction. Everybody. Including all living entities. All living entities. So as you see this room, don't look at this room. See, what is going to happen? One man brought all these people here. Just within 11 years, he did this. There's no space. It's shoulder to shoulder. No space. He fooled the room with people. To do what? To do what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That's all. The whole world was speaking one language. And dancing. Everybody was dancing. Even the room was dancing. Everything was in excess. Within 11 years, he did this. And after that, he joined the workout. Let's go. Then there's the third one is Abhilpa. Although the Lord is not physically present and highly empowered devotee is not present, but the Lord is still active. If we are connected, we will have the same experience. Sachimata, she cooked food and she served the Lord's plate and presented it. Oh, I wish my Nima would come and eat this. As she was talking, Sita Mahaprabhu from Jagannath Puri came and ate the whole food. He emptied the plate. When Sachimata woke up, he said, I didn't remember to put food in this plate. See, ecstasy. I didn't remember to put, if you didn't put food, how can you take it to the altar? It must be food inside. What he said, I didn't remember to put the food in this plate. The same way, Yashoda Maya felt after delivery. Prabhupada said, she forgot the child she gave birth to because of the pain of delivery. That was Prabhupada said. Yes. Why she forgot? Yogmaya came and played a trick. Because when I said I gave birth to twins, so your mother, your Maya, to make the pastime palatable, to be sweet, made her to forget. It is not as she forgot on her own. Your Maya made her to forget. So this is what? Spiritual activity. Not that Mother Yashoda is a conditioned soul, so she forgot. Forgot what? Didn't forget anything. So remember everything. Well, your Maya made her to forget so that the pastime could be played. In the same way, Sachimata served the food in the plate. And she said, I'm going to eat everything. And she is saying that, I forgot to put the plate. She took the plate back inside, filled the plate again, and sent it back to the altar. She said, I'm going to eat everything again. Oh, I forgot. I forgot.
You didn't forget anything. Your Maya is playing a pass.
Yes. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes
to a certain water to take food.
And then one day, he personally sent a message to her. Please tell my mother that when she offers me food, I always come to eat it. What she doesn't accept that I'm doing it, tell her, let her know that I'm doing it.
So Satyamata was informed that your son comes every day to take your food.
But you will not believe this. You will not believe it.
The only thing you know is that I forgot.
I forgot to put food in the plate. That's all you know. But Sitya Mahaprabhu says, I should tell you that he is coming to teach the food.
This is spiritual activity. And we should learn from here. We should learn from here.
What lesson we should learn from here? The Supreme Lord sees everyone. The Supreme Lord sees everyone, anywhere, at all times.
We should know this. We should know this.
The Lord sees everyone, everywhere, anytime. There is no question of
nobody sees what I'm doing. That is not true. That's a lie.
What I'm doing, nobody sees me. That is not true. It's a lie. It's ignorance. Everything, every one of us are doing, so many people are seeing. Many people are seeing us. Many.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said,
Sarvata, everywhere I what? Pani, padam, my hands and my feet, everywhere. Everywhere means what? Aham sarva sarvata, mata sarvata, both the material and the spiritual world. Aham sarva shya, parvata, prabhava, prabhava. I control and own everything, material and spiritual. It is not power that demand. Those who know this will worship me. As what? Someone later, with one point of attention, focus, one direction, not Sahara. Someone later. So, a bachelor, a Krishna is speaking. I'm sorry, sir. Everywhere, everything belongs to me. You control your properties, you know? You control your property. So Krishna said, I control the material and the spiritual world because of my property. With everything inside, not empty. With everything inside. Therefore, Sarvata, Ali, Padamta, my hands and my feet are everywhere in all my creations. Everywhere. My hands is everywhere. My legs are everywhere.
So who can say that the Lord, nobody sees what I'm doing? Nobody. I'm so expert in all. I know how to get my way out. I can get out of my way.
You? You can do that?
That is ignorance. Captured my mind. Stone, the will cannot escape.
And what it means? Everyone, everything, anywhere, all the times.
It's known. It's known.
Salvatore!
Axi, Sila, Mukam. Salvatore, Salvatore. Axi, Axi, Sila, Mukam. Axi, my eyes is Salvatore everywhere. My eyes are everywhere. In the water, in the sky, in the cave. On the ground, everywhere, on the surface, in the air, in the dark. Christian said what? Akshi, Shira, Mukha. My face, everywhere. My eyes, everywhere.
My head is everywhere. Salvatore, Sutiman,
okay? My ears are everywhere. Everywhere.
You understand?
Everywhere. The Christian's ears is everywhere.
Everywhere means
everywhere.
There is no where
you don't see Christian's ear.
No where.
Our ears are amazing, but Krishna is what?
Ananda.
Yes. Is it difficult to understand?
Ananda.
But Krishna is what?
Ananda. Sarvata! Sarvata!
Abhrista tisthati. Abhrista tisthati. In this way, the super soul exists,
pervading everything.
Lord Chaitanya, he told another child. Do you remember
another one?
It's another one. Do you remember when you were reading this Bhagavad Gita verse? This verse in Bhagavad Gita. You were reading this verse, and you were trying very hard to understand this, and I have to come and teach it to you. Do you remember me? Right? This Chitambo is coming to teach, not personally. The same, Abhidhara. He came to teach Advaita Acharya this verse, Bhagavad Gita. Abhidhara. So Abhidhara, such a matter, Advaita Acharya and many other devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching me this. Abhidhara. He told Advaita, do you remember me? You ran away from me to go and stay in Sandipur because I'm teaching you. But let me tell you that, see, I know you. Nothing is known. Yes. And look, Krishna demonstrated this personally. Krishna demonstrated how he is pervading everything. Sukadeva Goswami explained that. Sukadeva Goswami told us in Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th chapter of Bhagavatam. And when Krishna, look, Krishna delivered his boyfriends and the car from the mouth of Akasura. So Krishna brought all the boys out and he said, my dear boys, it is late morning and we have not taken our breakfast.
This lies, Jemuna Bank is so wonderful. It is especially meant for our knowledge, our breakfast, our prasada. Let us sit in this place and enjoy ourselves. Yes, let's have it here. They were all ecstatic, and every boy had one desire. I want to sit with Krishna eye to eye. I don't want to sit in the back of Krishna. I want to see Krishna eye to eye. This is what I will do. And all the boys, they have this desire. All of them. And they are many, they are not one. There are many boys in Krishna. And Krishna understood, this is what my friends want. You see, Matilani has asked Krishna for a blessing. You know, Krishna asked her to take a blessing. And she accepted blessing from Krishna. She told Krishna, my desire is that anything Jalasu, your own people, the passes, anything they desire to fully, Krishna said yes. No problem. So here the current way wanted to see eye to eye with Krishna. But when you look at the picture, and Sukadeva Goswami, what's what he described that word? The boy is sat in a circle like the petals of a lotus, right? And the hole means what? The middle. In the middle of Krishna is sitting. You have it here? So Krishna was sitting in the middle and all the boys surrounded him. So how will they see Krishna? Last one.
Krishna is eating with his Gopal.
Yes, Krishna is eating with his cowherd boys. So, are everyone sitting in his front? How did they sit? Circle. So, how would Krishna sit them from back? Fulfill their desire. He promised that I will fulfill all the desires of Prajabasis. And all of them have desired. I will sit when I'm eating. I don't want to see from here. I want to see that place directly. All of them had a desire. And Krishna had promised I will fulfill the desire. Anything they desire, I will do it. So, the boy they sat, the lotus, at the whole of that lotus, the Supreme Personal Godhead, the Jandananda, sat in the middle, joyfully, peacefully, enjoying. So Krishna turned his face around. Not revolting. It was not revolting. Huh? If you are revolting, you won't see them when they are here. And when they are here, you don't see them. So Krishna was not revolting. Krishna manifests his head over his. Saravata, Akshi, Sira, Mukam. Everywhere are my eyes. So Krishna has eyes all over. Therefore, the desire of the cowherd boy was intact. So every cowherd boy was seeing Krishna face to face. Any direction they sat, they have their knowledge, their friend's eye directly. They saw Krishna face to face. Those who sat at the back, those who sat by the side, they will also see the same way those who sat in the front see. The same. Everyone was satisfied. Is it difficult? for Christians to do that. No. See, the Son is already doing that. Is it not? The Son just
a part of me is creating this material and maintaining it. What about myself? Just a part of me is creating, maintaining, and destroying. Just a fragment. Just a tiny part.
Super soul. He's doing everything. So what about myself?
The Son is already doing. In one place, the Son has pervaded the universe.
So that is not a problem for Christians. His energy is already doing that. Himself can do more beyond that. So this verse, Krishna demonstrated it physically. He's not just speaking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing this personally in so many ways.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Comment, question. What is the best way to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Thank you.
The dog didn't liberate people. They went back to life. The dog only proved that we should have faith in the Lord. We should have faith. If the dog can be delivered, what about us? We should have faith. That is teaching. We should have faith. The dog is delivered. Animal is delivered. What about humans? We should be convinced that this process is powerful and can deliver us. We should be convinced of that. The animals they have, no offense, no sin. Animals don't have sin. Human beings, we have sin. We are crooked. Not straightforward, we are crooked. So our situation is different. Why are we not experiencing the mercy the dogs is experiencing? Because we are crooked. We are not straightforward. That's our problem. Become straightforward like dogs, and it's like animals. You see us at the same time. I'm a lawyer chair, he taught the same thing. He taught with the prison the same thing. We're crooked. Not straight. So we'll become straightforward devotees. Ah, that is bad. Adios. Sri Chaitanya Tamrita ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Jai Jai.